AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Officials in Kyiv, Ukraine, say a new wave of Russian attacks killed at least six people earlier today. This follows talks between the U.S. and Ukraine about a U.S.-Russian peace plan. In an AP interview, former U.S. diplomat Kurt Volker says President Trump wants the killing in Ukraine to stop, but there is a long-term global pitfall to his peace plan.
It's not ideal to have Russia occupying part of Ukraine, but I think at this stage, after such a bloody war, everyone will live with the fact of Russian occupation. But the moment you recognize that this is now Russian territory, you've created a legitimization of the use of war to change borders and acquire territory from other countries. That is something that would be very tempting to a lot of countries around the world. And it would also be tempting to Russia to do it again.
The U.S. and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation says it's shutting down. The foundation had said it was set up to bring aid to Gaza without it being diverted by Hamas. Palestinians have said it endangered the lives of civilians trying to get food. The Defense Department says it's investigating Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly. In a video, Kelly and five other Democratic lawmakers urged U.S. military personnel to defy illegal orders. Here's White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt speaking with reporters.
Senator Mark Kelly well knows the rules of the military and the respect that one must have for the chain of command, and that all lawful orders are presumed to be legal by our service members. You can't have a functioning military if there is disorder and chaos within the ranks, and that's what these Democrat members were encouraging.
The Pentagon suggested that Kelly's statements interfere with military loyalty, morale, or good order and discipline. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The bidding went sky high for a super rare Superman comic book.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
A copy of the first Superman comic, a 1939 Superman number one first edition, has sold for $9,120,000 this month.
There was a lot of spirited bidding. It shattered the previous world record.
Lon Allen, vice president of comics at Heritage Auctions, says the copy was unearthed in a cardboard box under layers of old newspapers and cobwebs by three brothers who were cleaning out their late mother's attic in San Francisco.
It's one of the most desirable comic books that you could own. It's in the very highest grade. It's the original printing.
The buyer and the three brothers remain unidentified. In a statement released by the auction house, one of the brothers says the comic and its story is a testament to memory, family, and the unexpected ways the past finds its way back to us. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.